Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Saint Therese of Lisieux is a mystic and saint who described herself as the little flower. In 1888, at age 15, she became a nun in a cloistered Carmelite monastery in France. She died from tuberculosis at the age of 24. Her spiritual memoir, The Story of a Soul, describes what she calls the little way, for which this uneducated young woman was recognized as a doctor of the church in the Roman Catholic Church. She explored how simple daily acts of love and caring within her community were an expression of her faith and her way to follow Jesus. And if you've ever lived in community, you know that it takes a lot of patience and a lot of simple acts of love, right, to get along with other adult humans day to day.
Amen.
She wrote, "It is not afforded to me to do great acts, so I will do little acts with great love." That's what Mary does in our gospel story today, a small act with great love. For this man who has taught and witnessed to her of God's love, even raising her brother Lazarus from death. And so she offers this act of extravagant, even wasteful love and care for Jesus out of her overflowing gratitude. She also acts in an understanding which the other disciples still seem to lack, that when Jesus goes to Jerusalem, he will die there. Perhaps she has listened when Jesus predicts his own death, and perhaps she has also heard the threats against Jesus and even against Lazarus, because those in power are threatened by Jesus' inclusive and radical living out of God's grace. And so she boldly proclaims and enacts the power of love, even in the face of death and hostility. Judas challenges her, "Why do you spend all that money on perfume for him? Don't you know how many poor people could be fed with that money?" He sees her action and the actions of Jesus from a place of scarcity. Now, last week, we heard the story of the prodigal son, and from Pastor Dana, an insight that I had not heard before, how both the younger son who takes his inheritance away and the older son who resents his father's celebration live also in that place of scarcity. Even in the face of their father's love, they can only worry that there is not enough. But God is a God of abundant love and blessing. Mary has received that love and blessing from Jesus and offers a small, simple act of great love back to him. Jesus will carry that love with him through the days to come. As he washes the feet of his disciples, perhaps he remembers the feel of Mary's hands on his own feet. When he tells them to love one another, he too knows that sometimes God's love is embodied in the love and care of another person. The week has been filled with news of world-changing actions by our government and acts of resistance by ordinary citizens, legislators, and courts alike. As I struggle to find my place in the midst of all of this, I was moved and comforted this week by the witness of Mary, of Therese. If it is not given to us to do great things, we are surely given the opportunity to do small things with great love. And being in community means that all those small things with great love may add up to something pretty great. St. Therese also said something along the lines of, God knows all the sciences, but there is one science God does not know. God does not know mathematics. We live in a world obsessed with mathematics, with adding and subtracting, measuring and weighing, determining the value and worth by things that can be counted, our weight, our age, our bank account. We live according to the quid pro quo exchange, counted in dollars and deeds. We live so often in that place of scarcity, and so we have to keep track of everything. What we are witnessing in our government in these days is the extreme expression of such values. When the man who has taken charge of government spending accuses the Lutheran Church of laundering money because there is no return for value offered. There is no profit in things like feeding the hungry, resettling refugees, caring for families after disasters. God does not know such math. God offers grace with no expectation of return. God pours out love and invites us to receive that love, to be so filled with that love that we cannot hold it, but pour it out in love and care for our world, as Mary did for Jesus that day, so that all our acts, be they great or small, may be done in great love. The blessing for this week from Kate Bowler and her friend Jessica Ritchie takes on our fears and our counting and our grasping and ends us up in love. Here it is. Are the words up here? Oh, good. God, sometimes it feels like a better person wouldn't be like this. Tethered to so many hopes and fears and expectations. Blessed are we pulled between wanting to let go, sometimes needing to let go, and also needing to hold on. Blessed are we when we yearn for connection and love and touch. Blessed are we when we hunger for the beauty of life itself and the people to fill it. Blessed are we when we are unable to say, I am letting it go, because we feel like we will be washed away into an ocean of nothingness. Teach us to cling to the truths that enliven our spirits and loosen our grasp on the painful untruths, the counting, the keeping score. Like the one that says we are alone or unlovable or that desire itself is the enemy. Teach us to hunger for what is good and be filled. There will be no easy addition and subtraction. We will lose and we will gain, and almost none of it will make much sense at the time, and it will force our hands open. In the ebb and flow of wins and losses, comings and goings, may we look for the divine in the mystery of it all. The stubbornness of flowers that still smile at us at the grocery store, and the need for endless small reminders that the pain of it all, the comedy of it all, will point us back to love. Amen.